Hi, my name is Randy. This is a recorded call.
Hi, Randy.
How you
This is
doing?
Ariel with the Legal Intake Center. I have a potential new Depo Provera claimant on the line, Miss Sandria Robinson. Can you assist her, please?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. You guys both have a great rest of your day.
You do the same.
Hi, Miss Robinson. How are you today?
How you doing?
Good. Good. My name is Randy Reese, okay? Just like the peanut butter cups. Can you hear me okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, I can.
Can you please spell your first name for me?
It's S-O, N as in Nancy, D as in dog, R-I-A.
Sandria?
My last name is Robinson. Yes, sir.
R-O-B. I-N-S-O-N?
I-N-S-O-N.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay. And just to confirm, the phone number she gave me, let me make sure I have it right, is it 843 or is it 318?
843.
Okay, so it's 843-409-6136.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. And I'll get through this as quickly as we can. And let me just send you a little bit more information here. Okay. And what I'm doing, just in case we should become disconnected, I'm sending you my direct line. This number I'm sending you is directly to my desk. That's me. And
mm-hmm.
You'll see that in 1 second. Andy Reese. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Now, Ms. Robinson, would you like to see if you
yes,
meet
sir.
The criteria to file a claim in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, sir.
Okay, ma'am. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing the claim?
No, sir, I didn't.
Okay. And, ma'am, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter? Most importantly, you've not signed documents with another law firm for this matter. Is that a yes? You're willing to affirm that?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, would you be filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes, sir, I will.
Thank you, ma'am. Are you a citizen of the United States?
I am.
Ma'am, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, ma'am. Ms. Robinson. And what was your date of diagnosis?
The date of diagnosis was July 19, 2020.
Okay, let me just make a note of that because it's going to come up again. Okay.
I'm at work doing orders.
Oh, that's okay. As long as I'm not bothering you, the noise doesn't bother me at all.
Okay.
Okay.
No, you're not bothering me.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Robinson, what's your date of birth?
June 18, 1994.
Okay, I can continue calling you young lady. I'm older than you. And just to
you fine.
Thank you, ma'am. And your date of diagnosis was 7/19 of 2020, and your birth date is 6/18 of 94, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I did send you over my phone number via text. If you have any additional questions at the end of this phone call, you are more than welcome to reach out to me directly, as well as you're able to pass on my name and number to anybody else who might want to talk about the Depo Provera claim. I would never ask you for anybody's
mm-hmm.
name or number, okay, ma'am?
Okay.
Now, did you use the brand name injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay. And did you use the generic or as best you recall it was the Depo?
Well, when my daughter was giving it to me, she said Depo.
Correct. Right. It's called something else if it's the generic. Now, did you use the Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, within any 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections before you got diagnosed with cancer?
Yes, sir, I can.
Thank you, ma'am. Did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 and the present date?
Yes, sir. I started
and
April 2015.
Approximately what day in April, do you remember? Just your best guess. That doesn't have to be exact.
It was like the beginning of April because I had just had a child.
Okay.
And like July.
Okay, so what year was that? Again, you told me, I forgot. 2015?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. And then usually...
Yeah, I had my child in 2013.
Okay, so that's time to go... Well, don't go on it anymore. Okay. Ms. Robinson, when did you stop using the depo? And that usually is somewhere around your diagnosis time.
It was July 2020.
Okay. So you obviously didn't use it anymore after you got diagnosed.
No, sir, I didn't.
Okay. Had you gotten a shot prior to going in, like in July, or do you think it was like June? When had you received the last one before you went in and got diagnosed? Just your best guess.
It was in June.
Okay. It was in June of 2020. Okay. I'll just put June 15th of 2020. Would that be close?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then we know that the injury was meningioma. And can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
And I know this is a little bit of a repeat, but could you please spell your first name for me again?
S-O. N as in Nancy. B as in dog. R-I-A.
Thank you. And could you please spell your last name for me, Ms. Robinson?
It's R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N.
Thank you, Ms. Robinson. And what is your best email address?
It's sandria.green08@gmail.com.
I think I got it. So it's sandria.green.
It's spelled how my first name is spelled, but it's just spelled with an A instead of an O.
Right. That's why I said sandria.green08@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. I like that. You don't get hacked too much.
You.
Now, here. this number that we're talking on, 843-409-6136, is it a cell phone?
Yes, sir.
Is it a, do you prefer to be contacted via text, phone, or email?
Text or phone.
Okay. And do you have a particular time of the day that you prefer to be contacted?
No, sir. Any time of the day.
Okay. Thank you. And what is your address?
It is 1200 Creole Street. Apartment 19B in Conway, South Carolina, 29527.
And that was apartment 19B?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. So I have 1200 Creel spelled C-R-E-E-L. Street, Conway, in Horry County, South Carolina, 29527.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And who was the doctor that diagnosed you?
You said the doctor that diagnosed me?
Yes, ma'am.
Dr. Brian Cuddy.
Is that C-U-D-Y?
C-U-D-D-Y.
C-U-D-D-Y. Seems I've heard of him before. He does come right up. Oh, he's got excellent reviews, too. He's a neurosurgeon.
Yeah, he's real good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he does have really good reviews. Let me just copy and paste. I've got what I need here on the internet. Now, did you see him in Charleston?
Yes, sir, I did.
Oh, that's such a beautiful town.
It is. It's real big. And the bridge, oh, my God. They got a real huge bridge.
I don't like bridges.
I don't either. I'm scared of them.
I say that? I'm in agreement. How about I say that? if you've ever been to New Orleans, they're the worst there, I think.
No, I don't think I'm going.
Well, they go up and over the Mississippi River, and they're just, they're so high up there. It's crazy scary. Anyways. Did you see him at St. Francis by chance?
No, sir, it was Roper.
Roper. Okay. He practices at a couple different places. Okay, Roper in South Carolina. And that was in Charleston also.
It was, yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I just had to get this information. Okay. And so when you went to, you also got treatment at Roper then too, I assume. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay. I shouldn't assume that. You did receive treatment at Roper. Thank you. Okay. And was that still Dr. Cuddy?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do this. The address is a little different. Oh, we've even got the phone number. Cool. Sometimes these websites, yours is good for your place. You can tell it's done right, but some of them, you can't find information. It's kind of crazy. Now, Dr. Cuddy, did he also prescribe you pain meds or anything? Any prescriptions that you say would have had to go to Walgreens or something later to get?
No, sir.
Did anybody, any other doctors prescribe you anything?
No, sir.
Okay. As far
It was
as,
just like
okay.
over the counter pain meds that I took.
I do understand that because sometimes the like ibuprofen and things like that are cheaper than getting the prescription. It's just cheaper to buy them over the counter.
Right.
When you got treatment, what type of treatment did you get?
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
You said what type of treatment?
Yeah, what did you get for treatment?
The cranial toe me surgery.
Oh, you poor thing. And
And then I
obviously,
received some radiation too.
you got radiation. Okay. And so was that still Dr. Cuddy that did all that? The radiation and the
No, the
surgery?
radiation doctor was Beatty.
How do you spell that?
BEATY.
Beaty, Dr. Beatty. And was that still at Roper?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Just doing some copying and pasting. Now, so when
Could
Dr.
you hold
B.
on 1 minute, please?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay. I'm looking for a shoe. Oh, dang, they all the way up there. I'm sorry about that.
Oh,
I
take your
was at
time.
a shoe store. I had to grab a shoe.
No, that's fine. Make sure the ladies get their shoes for sure. There's nothing more that make my wife mad if you don't have her shoe in her size, okay? Because it takes her,
Okay.
it's so hard for her to decide what shoe she's going to get anyways. I'm sure you
Right.
go through that all day long. All right.
Yeah,
So,
that's what I went for real.
Dr. Beatty performed the surgery and as well as gave you the radiation. Was that correct, or did I get that right?
No, Cuddy did the surgery.
Okay.
Beatty just did the radiation.
Oh, I got you. Okay, so if there was any medications there given to you at the hospital, it would have been given by Cuddy.
Yes.
Okay, that's just what I needed to know. And did you go get your pain meds? Like, where'd you go? Walmart, Walgreens? Doesn't really matter.
Walmart. That's where I was getting from.
I get them there too. You
Or
get
even CVS. But I did Walmart.
they're cheaper than I mean
Yeah.
I went to Albertsons, which is owned by Kroger, to get, believe it or not, some aspirin, and they told me, when they told me the price was going to be like $12, and I said, but wait a minute, it's only $2 if I walk over there and get it on the counter. They go, that's right. I go, I'll just get it off the counter. Forget it. Okay.
Right.
And did you go to the Walmart there in Charles? Do you remember which Walmart you went to?
No, sir. I really don't remember.
Okay. Not that it would, you know. There is a super center. Have you been to the Walmart super center there in Charleston?
I've been to one.
Okay.
But it was in like Mount Pleasant.
Oh, okay.
The one I remember going to, because that was just recent. Because I go there, I go back to Charleston for my braces.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There it is, right there. Okay. And we really are just about done. I swear you're about 3 minutes away from being done, if that long.
You're fine.
Okay. And do you have like My Chart app or anything like that on your phone?
My Chart?
Yeah. Do you have medical records or any access to your medical records? Well, how about this? Can you confirm for me that your medical records do exist?
Yes, they do. Oh.
And if needed, we're going to try to pull them, but if we are unsuccessful in getting your medical records, will you be able to provide these either by mail or electronically if we ask you to?
Yes, I will.
Okay. And then for pulling your medical records, what is your Social Security number? I'm going to need that.
247-95-968-38
on the end?
Yeah, 968.
Thank you. Okay. I don't want to read that back out loud, but thank you for that. Okay. Last question. We do request an emergency contact. This is in case something unfortunate happens to you. This would ensure that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we would only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case. So if you give me the name, phone number, who they are, friend, family, or foe.
Should it be my child or no?
First name, it doesn't matter, whoever you choose.
Okay, her name is Kymani, K-Y-M-A-N-I.
And what's her phone number?
843-503-9346.
9346, and that's family, right?
Yes, sir, that's my daughter.
Okay. And would your daughter be able to access your email in the event that you're unable to?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll put your email address. And I'll put your address as her contact address as well. And that was the last question. Well, maybe. Unless I missed anything. Let me check it out for you. Have you ever signed documents via DocuSign before?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, super easy. Let me just check it out for you. Just looking it over real quick. And had you ever had any cancer diagnosis prior to getting sick from this, from the depot?
No, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Bear with me. It's doing its thing. It's just creating the document right now. And I'll go into DocuSign and send it to you. And then I'm also going to send you a little bit more information. Now, a copy of this will get deposited into your email. So if you want to review it later, that's fine. One of the forms that you will note that you're going to DocuSign right now is for us to pull your medical records. So we're going to get started on this right away. There, you should have just received that document from me. If you could click on that, please, Ms. Robinson. Thank you. If you wouldn't mind clicking on it, just go ahead and you could do your thing. But I'm right here if you need help.
Okay. So click this link, right?
Yes, go ahead and click on that link, open it up, and it's going to ask you to agree to receive information from me electronically.
Okay.
And then just keep following. Everything you're going to want to do is going to be in yellow.
Okay.
And like I said, I'm right here if you have any questions.
It said please sign, but I don't see where I found it.
What do you see on your screen? Do you see up
it's above your name.
Okay.
And then under your name, it said please sign. And then it said please read the electronic record seen to disclose. Oh, my bad, I didn't read it.
That's okay. That's all right. You're fine. And then you're going to want to hit start. Now, don't be bothered by the text message that I just sent you. Don't be bothered by that. All right, you're in it now. I can see that. I can't see what you're doing, but it gives me a message that says you're looking at it. You doing okay, Ms. Robinson?
So you may download print using.
Oh, it's done. You know what? I sent you a copy via your email automatically. DocuSign tries to get you to download that app. It's more of a marketing thing. You do not need to do it. But you can if you want.
Yeah,
but how often do you honestly use DocuSign?
Not all the time.
No, I know. And anybody that asks you to use it is going to do exactly the same thing that we just did. They're going to automatically deposit a copy as a PDF file in your email box. It's just part of the program. Now, I did send you another text message, and that's the attorney that represents you in this case. That would be Pulaski. They're going to be reaching out. It's just going to be a quick verification call. They're not going to put you through what you and I just went through. And I do, again, appreciate your patience. You did very, very well answering these questions. And thank you for reliving it. It's terrible that it happened to you, but let's get you some justice. Did you have any questions?
Yeah, I'm better now.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
How long does this process really take?
Well, a little bit of that depends on how quickly they can get the medical records and things like that. So if there's anything you can do to help out, if they ask, please do so. Please, in other words, be responsive, and that'll help move your case through quicker. But that would be a question you may want to ask the attorney. You could also ask them about settlements if you want.
Okay.
Other than that, have a blessed day. Have a happy holidays. Be patient, though. They are civil cases. They don't move as quickly as, say, a criminal case would, Ms. Robinson.
That's fine.
Okay. But hang in there, okay?
I will.
All right. You have a good holiday season, ma'am. And bless your family and you, okay?
All right. You do the same.
All right, ma'am. Thank you so much. Take care now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You too.
Bye-bye.